Hello again, friends and neighbors. It's Pastor Bob. And this is your Jesus story for today. We're on story 15, called The Gathering Storm, taken from Pearl Buck's wonderful book called The Story Bible. And we are in the last third of our story, story 15, The Gathering Storm. We ended yesterday with Jesus challenging the Jewish leaders and Pharisees and making it out before their eyes that he and the Father are one. And Jesus then says, "How can you say I am blasphemous when my Father has sanctified me and sent me as his messenger to the world? If I am not doing my Father's work, do not believe in me. But if I am doing his work, even though you may not believe in me, then at least believe in the deeds. By these deeds, you may come to know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." They were not calmed by his words. They tried again to hurt and seize him, but he escaped from their hands and went away. And now we're all caught up. Let us start the third of three segments of The Gathering Storm. Again, he went across the Jordan to the place where John had first baptized. And there he stayed for a time. Many people came to see him and his miraculous signs, and many people grew to believe in him. Now the Pharisees were still on the lookout for him, listening to his words and complaining about him to each other. But they did not dare to harm him as long as he was across the Jordan from Judea. Many publicans and sinners were drawing near to Jesus to listen to his words. So both the Pharisees and the accompanying scribes murmured angrily among themselves and said, "This man welcomes sinners. He even eats with them." "Yes, I welcome sinners," Jesus said. "It is the sinners who need me, every single one of them. And it is the sinners who shall be received when they seek me." Again, he began to speak in parables. "What man among you," he began, "if he has 100 sheep, would be satisfied if one should stray and leave him with only 99? If one is lost, would you leave that one in the wilderness? Or would you go out after it and search until you had found it? You search for it, I say. You do not leave it in the wilderness. And when you find it, you lay it across your shoulders and carry it to the fold, rejoicing. When you reach home, you call together your friends and neighbors, and you say to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep.' And I say to you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent." He spoke another parable. "What woman who has 10 pieces of silver and loses one will not light a lamp and sweep the house and look diligently until she finds it? And when she finds it, does she not call in her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin I lost'? In just that way, I say to you, there is joy among the angels of God over one single sinner who repents." And then again he said, "There was a certain man who had two sons. The elder was righteous and occupied with serious thoughts. The younger was carefree and reckless, eager to enjoy the pleasures that his inheritance would bring him. 'Father,' he said one day, when he could wait no longer. Let me have my share of the property that is coming to me. Let me enjoy it now. His father was not pleased, but he divided his property into two portions and gave his younger son the share that would have come to him in later years. Not many days afterward, the younger son gathered together all his possessions and new wealth and journeyed into a far country. There he spent gloriously and lived a riotous life with greedy new friends and woman companions. And it was not long before he had squandered away all his inheritance. When all his money was gone, his new friends left him too, so that there was no one to help him in his time of need. Then a mighty famine came upon the land, and he began to be in desperate want. He who had once lived in luxury and spent foolishly was now forced to accept the only work he could find, that of a laborer to one of the citizens of that country. The man was a farmer, and he sent the youth into his fields to feed the swine. The new swineherd did his work, but though he worked, he was given nothing in return. His hunger grew unbearable. After a while, he would gladly have filled his belly with the husks that were given to the swine. Then he came to his senses and began to think. How many hired men my father has, he thought, who have food enough and to spare, and I am here dying of hunger. He thought about his home, and it became more and more attractive as he thought. Yet could he admit that he had been wrong and go back to his father? He decided that he could, for self-pride was not important to a man in his condition. And he truly repented of the foolish things that he had done. I will arise. I will leave here, he told himself, and go back to my father. I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no more worthy to be called your son. Treat me, if you will, as one of your hired servants. Only let me come home again. He started on his journey home and eventually approached his father's house, worrying all the while about how he would be received and grieving for his foolishness. And his father, who had missed him and was concerned for him, saw him when he was still a long way off. As the youth drew closer, the father saw that his son was ragged and dirty, completely without possessions and walking with his head bowed low. Love and compassion stirred within the older man. He ran from the house and threw his arms around his son and kissed him with the joyous father's kisses. The youth was ashamed and drew away from him. Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Let me be as one of your hired, but his father would not let him finish. Bring forth the best robe, he called to his servants. Put it on my son, and put a ring on his finger and shoes on his feet. Bring the fatted calf. Prepare a feast. Let us eat and make merry. For this my son was as if dead and is alive again. He was lost, and he is found. The household began at once to make merry. The youth was brought fresh clothes, the finest in the house. The calf was prepared, and the wine jars opened. Now, while all this was happening, the elder son was working diligently in the fields. When he returned to the homestead after a long day's work, he heard the sounds of music and dancing coming from the house. He called to one of the servants and inquired into the cause of the unusual merriment. What is the meaning of all this? He asked. "Your brother has come back," the servant answered happily, "and your father has killed the fatted calf, because the youth has come back safe and sound." But the brother was angry instead of being glad, and he would not go into the house to take part in the celebration. His father therefore came out to him and urged him to come in to welcome his brother and join the feast. Still, the older brother could not feel happy for his father. "I have served you all these years," he said angrily, "and never once have I disobeyed a commandment of yours, nor spent money foolishly. Yet you have never given me so much as an unfatted kid of a goat that I might make merry with my friends. No, you do not rejoice over me. But as soon as your other son comes back, he who has wasted your money on loose women and riotous women, you kill for him the calf you have been fattening. Is this fair? Is this right?" And the father saw that he was jealous. "Son," he said gently, "you are always with me. You have not been away. You have not strayed. Everything I have is yours. But it is only right to make merry and be glad, for your brother who was dead has come back to life. He was lost, and now he is found. Come, rejoice with us." And in this way, Jesus ended quietly, does my Father welcome each sinner who repents and comes to him. And thus do I welcome all sinners who repent and come to me. Amen. What a blessed reading today as we finish the 15th story. Tomorrow, our middle Sabbath, we'll begin the story of the raising of Lazarus. Until then, remember, if you're local, tonight at 6 o'clock, we'll be having our worship service out at Eberhard Village, and we hope you can join us. We'd love to have you there. Help support us. Get blessed while you bless someone. Until tomorrow, may Jesus reign.